Bletchley Park. British Cryptanalysis During World War II. Written by Christian Lendl. Read by Peter Baker. Sun Tzu once said, "Nothing should be as favorably regarded as intelligence. Nothing should be as generously rewarded as intelligence. Nothing should be as confidential as the work of intelligence." Chapter 1. Introduction. The breaking of the Enigma Code was a state secret in the UK for nearly 30 years after the end of the Second World War. After the ban was lifted and the first publications came out, like the most famous book, The Ultra Secret by Frederick Winterbottom, history books had to be rewritten. Breaking the codes of the German Wehrmacht, Luftwaffe and Kriegsmarine was not the icing on the cake, but essential for the Allied forces to gain the upper hand in the course of the war. It was the first time in history that cryptanalysis had such a big impact on warfare. As the encryption of messages was dramatically improved with the development of the rotor cipher machines as the Enigma, also the codebreakers had to develop new methods to decipher encrypted text. Statistical methods, probability functions, and finally the first programmable computers were used during the war. Especially those computers not only had a direct impact on the war, but also laid the foundation for the development of the computer and most modern electronic communication and entertainment devices. But it was not only the great minds and technological developments which made the code breaking possible. First of all, there was a big portion of luck, represented by the code books or Enigma machines that the Allies found or captured. Secondly, there was the laziness of the German Enigma operators. Their lazy operating habits and errors helped the code breakers a lot. Most deciphering methods were even based on those mistakes. If the Enigma was used properly, it would have been much harder, some say impossible, to break. Finally, this is not just a story of the people at Bletchley Park. Of course, they played the most important role in the code-breaking endeavor. But also the other players are not only worth mentioning. In fact, their work was essential spadework for the Ultra Project, which would not have been that successful without the prior achievements of the Polish codebreakers of Bureau Szefrów. This audiobook gives an overview of the crypt-analytic work of both the Bureau Szefrów in Poland and the Ultra Project in Bletchley Park, provides mechanical and mathematical details of the Enigma machine, and summarizes Ultra's influence on the Second World War. Furthermore, the Lorenz cipher machine, the second important German cipher machine, and its code breaking with the Colossus computer are explained in detail.